there's a part of me that believes that that has more to do with being a martyr than anything else. That's just my assumption. I believe that the WSO board has the trust responsibility to protect us, and what they're doing right now in terms of pursuing it is appropriate. If there are certain things that they must do in order to allow us to be protected, in other words, we have satisfied our requirements. We're required to say, Dave, you must do this, and Dave must comply with that, and if Dave does comply, then we're fine. If Dave doesn't comply, then we're not fine. Those are the things I'm interested in. Because if we compromise our responsibilities to protect by virtue of saying, well, Dave, we'll publish this, and don't worry, you don't have to give up this, and we don't really need to know that. If we do all that, and that puts us in a position of, in fact, acquiescing our ownership or surrendering our ownership by virtue of not taking action, you know, then I become concerned. My personal feeling is that this thing being, or Dave getting a spot on the agenda, there's lots of open forums that have happened at World Service meetings. Dave has had the opportunity to use the microphone there and has done so very well. That opportunity presents itself, you know, where appropriate. There is no member here who is elected as a member of the service structure who has carte blanche to put things in the agenda report. You know, Dave has a group. These items can be brought to the group. And to his area and to his region can certainly bring them with him. That's what I have to do. And that to me is the appropriate thing. My personal feeling is that legal course needs to continue. That simply him signing a letter saying, gee, I'm sorry and I won't do it, to me isn't satisfactory. Unless that is satisfactory legally. If there is something beyond that, such as the name of the printer, the name of the co-conspirators, if that stuff is required in order to allow us to avoid having to go after him and be on firm legal ground, then he has to do that. If he is unwilling to do that, then end the discussion, and we can all go home, and we can continue the process. Now, Dave may not have a lot physically to lose, materialistically. I know the other two chaps do. And I'm hoping that in the process of this, that we keep a running balance of what this is costing in dollars and cents. And that any potential judgment against the individuals involved, that's laid out. And that the cost of this shenanigans is brought to bear on the individuals involved. You know, and I mean, Eddie Murphy said it very good in Trading Places. The best way to affect rich people is to turn them into poor people. And there are some folks with a lot of bucks who are helping the process. And maybe if they went out and got a job or had to go out and get a job, they wouldn't have so damn much time to do this. You know, this thing is just more than aggravating. More than aggravating. You know, we spent a couple of hours this morning dealing with addicts who can't hear the message of recovery and were trying to get stuff together. And we had to cut short the damn meeting to focus our attention on this bullshit. That is sickening to me. You know, addicts who want the damn message of recovery and we can't devote our attention to it because we got to deal with this bullshit. You know, shame on you. And that's all I can say to you, shame on you. And the second step material, I've watched you. You create shit and then you feel remorse and you apologize for it. And then you create shit and you apologize, okay? And I'm tired of it.
By the way, what I'm attempting to do here also is make a list of our demands of what really we have and consist of good parts. They're doing that reasonable, obviously, I have to take a look at it.
John, thanks. That's a lot of things that I'm saying. it's a question of time, and I'm really frustrated as well. And also, in particular, I want to underline what you said about, you know, I keep in the middle craziness about what do we actually have to get. And I would like our lawyer to clarify for us what we actually have from Dave in order to allow us not to take this further legally with him. Because my feeling about this is, apart from the huge frustration that I share with Jeff, it's a total waste of time. Because ultimately, you know, trying to close the place or ask the whole project, now okay, we might as well close it. Let's do that quickly, and then go ask the whole. I wonder a little bit about these about the conditions. Legally, if we are going to have some documents, if we can do a process with the letter signed by them, it allows us not to get into the further commercial conditions that we're talking about. I'd like clarification on that. But if there are conditions like publication of this or whatever, do they have to be recognized in some documents and therefore be formal legal conditions, which we are already Or do we have to make this an informal situation where we agree informally to do this and do it, and they, starting with any of that, who's unconditional and legal terms?
The airport minimum that was proposed is a unconditional agreement not to do it again. And
in writing?
Oh, yeah.
No.
I put it in writing, the usable format, and I haven't heard any objections, is that it's actually filed in court as a stipulated judgment. Do you have any objection to that?
Yeah, let me identify myself for a little bit. I'm an addict on things, Greg. I'm here as a... I'm not here in an NA capacity. I volunteer to come in a professional capacity. I'm a negotiator. Try to negotiate something that bothers me and the fellowship as well. I know Dave. I'm from the East Coast. And I appreciate being out here. But I'm not his legal counsel. He said that. We attempt to resolve this issue short of court because litigation is what no one wants. Question came up from Dave to me, a legal question, and I can give you an answer, which is now going to turn this into a worse problem. So I'm going to sit that down.
Well, I don't know what a stipulated judgment is, so I couldn't just out of hand without understanding the personal ramifications. Second thing I'd like to say is, like, I didn't come here to use a loud enough. You know what I mean? Like, you know. That several people have approached me, like, you know, okay, well, you kick the ball off the ledge and you're ready to, like, you know, sashay out and not have to take any responsibility. Well, you know, I'm not here for that. What I'm here for is to save the unitary support $1 million or just make it out of black hole and never be able to be recouped. I believe that money belongs to the addicts of the government and what we got. Now, the situation, you know, is like back where I'm from. I don't know about your home group, but in my home group, we give these things away. There is no conflict. Where I see that, happening is, you know, not as a result of the actual act of giving away a book, but the people who would have a problem with that interjecting themselves and opposing themselves in that. So I want to tell you that, you know, if you're not comfortable with what you guys agree on, you know. I mean, and you have to proceed. Well, you know, you have to proceed. And if you have to proceed against me, you have to proceed against me. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, sort of in order. So, like, you know, I mean, I don't, you know, things like much to do about nothing. I mean, the addicts want a book, you give them a book.
Are we back to stipulated judgment questions? Are we back to stipulated judgment questions?
I don't know.
We get an answer to the stipulated judgment question, either yes or no.
What is it? We can't respond, yes or no, without counsel.
All right, hold on. Let me. We have a couple attorneys in the room. Those of you know what it is. I'm going to try to give what I believe to be an impartial and very fair statement, which
What I said was that
First of all, let me clarify what I did say there. That was what I did say down there was that there were plans to bisect the IPs.
Now, that's not a question, I'm asking about the intent. Do you know that full financial reporting would be available to anyone who asked for it?
What I did say is that when we solidified the plan, if there was a solidified situation, that was...
That's not, you didn't stipulate it to that
can
group.
Can you allow me to finish? What I said to that group was that we are trying to move this thing into a committee thing that we give a reporting accurately once a month of where the money goes, how much it costs, and that was what we were attempting to do. And what I did say was that when we had solidified the arrangement with a printer who would in fact produce those books at a set cost, then we would have those figures available from the inception of that printing on it. That's what I said.
You missed very majority of that.
Come on. Well, you can just follow everybody in the room. Yeah.
Yes, I'm a what I heard earlier, a couple hours ago, was when we started talking about a letter, is that Dave offered to write a letter, and he started specifying what the letter was going to be, and it sounded very conditional about what was going to be in the letter and how he was going to word that. And I think Teresa referred a little more recently to a letter in the usual format. And if we're going to reach some kind of agreement sometime today, that you know part of our agreement is a letter stipulating that you can't stop for all these things. That has to be a letter of our wording, not a letter of whatever you want to say about the whole account. You know, not a conditional letter about this.
I think
the appropriate, the middle ground position is a letter that he can put together, but it's subject to our approval. And it's got to say what the basic points are, which is agreeing to stop, encourages everyone to stop, it's going to be together. Or whatever we're getting, and he's agreeing to notify the decision-making
body that's going to look at it. Is that your understanding of the law letter?
That's
right. Well,
all right, what's the
difference? Well, first of all, we have to agree on how we're going to handle these things, the quote demand, and whether they're going to be published, whether they're not going to be published, if they are aware of what,
be at all willing to agree to not publish that we had gotten a stipulated judgment. I do not believe that. I think that we have a responsibility to report to the fellowship what's happened here, and I am not at all interested in protecting anybody about that, period, the end. My, let's say, generosity about that decreases by the moment as we're going along. This, as with most of the stuff, the hate stuff that has been sent out over the years, I don't read. You know, I don't read things that are held over my head and that I'm threatened by. I'm not going to start now. As far as I'm concerned, Jack has indicated that this will be that you feel okay about this being published, I would agree with that. It could go in a couple of these places, but I'm not even willing to have it be contingent upon any agreement. Period. Dot. The end. It's separate. The fact that anything like this would go into a letter is totally unacceptable to me.
Oh, it's not like into the letter.
Right.
He would write.
Well, that was what I was just. That was what I was just hearing. At this point, I would like to have you all designate a small group to come up with the letters or whatever it is, and to move on with what can be signed or what can't be signed, and, you know, to get on with it. I have to say that I will not be at all surprised if it's like being up against the wall and the wall has roller skates on it. That no matter how it's worded, somehow it isn't. I'm hearing a lot of probablys and maybes and all kinds of stuff, which is very different than when you first sat down here and said, I'm willing to do this and this and this. I'm hearing that starts to get pretty gray, and I'm getting extremely irritated because I feel that it's absolutely irresponsible of this group to give this any more attention at this point until something is gotten on paper. Either you sign it or you don't. And either I, as a representative, voted in by the conference. I come here as a voted-in representative with a group conscience behind me. And I will, to the best of my ability, protect that book and protect the rights of this conference and of this body and our literature. Period. The end. I'm going to do that, you know? And that's not personal or anything else. Fine, you know, like has been pointed out, there's a lot of ways to do it. But I believe that Burgess on is responsible. Either let's get something in writing, see if we can sign it. If we can't, then guess what? We move ahead. The end of discussion.
Well, we tried to accomplish something like that.
First of all, there was no way myself and Ed can come to an agreement before this board agrees. And I think one of the first things that we need to formally decide on, rather than going in there, because I've heard at least enough reaction to list of these concerns, that this be contingent upon the agreement. That's why I wanted to separate it out. I personally, all I can do when we talk about precedent, all you can do is assume and accept that I am committed to putting this before the board to get published in a way that will be distributed to the entire fellowship. But it has nothing to do with the contingency of this agreement. We will decide this as a separate issue. Therefore, technically, we don't have a commitment that this is going to get published. But I would personally like it to be published. That's all. That's the only commitment that I think I can make now. And if this board, then, and I think it's a good idea, and I think originally, as of even 3 or 4 days ago, it was obvious to Stu and I that at some point it's going to make more sense to bring it to a smaller group. But we will be here at 5 o'clock in the morning trying to figure this out. However, at this point, having heard enough concern about this document being a part of it, then I would rather see before any group walk out of here to continue any negotiation or drafting of exactly what the language is going to be of these things, to make a decision on that we're not going to be held hostage to this these demands.
Do you want a motion?
Yes.
Yeah, I would like to make a motion that letters be drafted about the cease and desist, et cetera, that these points be considered separately. They can be submitted as any other member's information is submitted, and that they not be signed to the letter, that they not be part of the conditions of it.
I've gotten a little confused over the last hour. When we're talking about letters, what letters?
Well, that there was going to be a letter to the fellowship.
Okay.
Saying, encouraging people to stop doing this, saying, I stop, please stop. Right. Right. Okay, so what letters are we, maybe we need to look. So, because, I mean, I think Dave needs to know what we're going to ask for and what we're going to ask. So you call it, what is the letter that you're referring to that you take in court?
It's not a letter, it's called a stipulated judgment.
Okay, we have a stipulated judgment, and then we would have a letter that would go to the fellowship saying,
from Dave,
I have stopped the publication. I encourage you all to stop.
And I've agreed to abide by the decision, and it's going to go through the process. That my 39 grievances are
No.
Wait a minute. That's my motion. You need to separate what happens. I've been trying to get everybody to look at this stuff separate, and I just don't seem to want to do it. And I think every time the discussion comes up, everybody discusses every possible side of the issue. Let's.
I move that we do the stipulated motion, period.
Stipulated
judgment, period. One motion.
One more.
I think we got this whole thing backwards. What's come in, Dave has come in with a list of demands with which to seek some type of negotiation, point, issue, whatever. I'd like to look at this a little different way. We have some input that an individual addict would like to put to, then put it where it's supposed to go. We got this other issue where someone, an individual, that whether they're an addict or not is really irrelevant. Someone has stolen something that we, or specifically the board of directors, has been charged with the responsibility of guarding and protecting. How are we going to deal with that theft? We have the thief with us, in front of us. We are in a position of offering that thief some type of action that will prevent us from spending a great deal of money that he has admitted he would also like us not to spend. So it's not a list of our his demands. It's our demand to prevent taking him to court. So either Dave, either you do this, you either sign the stipulated judgment or decision or whatever it is, as well as write a letter to be distributed to the fellowship and stating that you have stopped and encouraging them to stop, or we proceed with suit.
Yes.
And I will so move.
First of all, I think somebody pointed out one very accurate
this body cannot vote on whether or not to sue. The World Service Office Board can. But that has already, to the best of my knowledge, already been decided. All we are attempting to do here is to determine whether or not there's a way to avoid doing that, at least in Dave's case, or only in Dave's case. Now, if the consideration is to not even continue, and to continue with what has already been decided, then I wish we would have said that a long time ago to avoid all of this insanity.
I just feel like we're negotiating with someone that really doesn't have any faith on the negotiation. I think we're the ones, we're not the people that committed the criminal act. You know, I think that we need to hear from our lawyer what type of protection we need, what type of legal action we need to be able to not show the person who is victim.
With what he's agreeing to give you, which is a stipulated judgment, and he has requested, as a condition of giving the asset, that you distribute a fixture at 1.2
for damage. That is an unacceptable condition. No condition.
All right.
Write a stipulated judgment, write a letter, have him sign it or not sign it, and if you don't sign it, sue him.
That is fine, except on the other side of the table, will you ever fight it? Go ahead and put the 39 points out.
No.
That's not part of the issue.
All right.
It's not
part of the problem.
You're not advocating this position.
That's part of the problem.
No, I'm not.
Fine. The 39 points have got nothing to do with this.
I'm telling you that he thinks that he's...
I don't care what he thinks, and you're not supposed to present what he thinks. You're supposed to follow what we say. One, write a stipulated judgment. Two, write a letter. Two, three, present it for his signature. If he won't goddamn sign it, sue him. The way I'm doing it here.
You must be a criminal.
Texas
is not a limited area.
Not an area.
And he is saying, I will do this. I will try these things. Let's give him the opportunity to do
it. Drama.
It is not for her to circulate the 39. You can keep it separate in your mind, but if both things happen to happen, great. We save the fellowship $60,000. We save everybody a lot of anguish. And Grateful Day is not a martyr. He's a person who has come into the fold and is agreeing to get it off. That's what we want. That's not the right of what we want. And as a counselor, I say you're not giving up anything.
I knew somebody in my neighborhood. Hold it. You know, I can add everybody's name to this, and we can stay here until 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm trying to cut this short. If everybody whose name is on the list still wants to be heard, then I'll continue and go through the list. My suggestion is that we need to find a way to get this into a small group to come up with something. Now, if everybody wants to be heard, I'll go through the list. But then I just hope everybody else that speaks wants another hand. We'll be here all night. I'm such stretch. You're not next on the list, so I'm sorry for acknowledging. You're at the bottom of the list. There's about 7 names before you. Okay. So we either can move this into a smaller group and probably take 6 hours figuring out what the composition of that group is going to be, or we just continue repeating ourselves.
Yes.
Anyone opposed to taking a small group?
The purpose of the small group, by the way, is to ask something for us to come up with a recommendation for the board.
That's all we can do.
Is to recommend something to the board?
Yes. Unless the board empowers the small group to do more?
I think so.
I think the recommendations are already here. I'm hearing the recommendations that said by each person.
Yeah, but everybody's strong that two cents in on it. And I think if we can go out there and put it on paper, put it on the board, something that's got clarity. It's clear to you. It's clear to me what I think I hear, but I don't know that it's clear to everybody. And this is too wide a group to do this kind of thing, as far as I'm concerned. If you want to speak for it, of course, it's the only reason that you're opposed to the smaller group, but you have a side.
No, that's not it at all.
Well,
I guess the I wouldn't want to be legalized. I want to do it back on the phone. I don't want to waste any more time. I have chosen not to say anything because I don't want to use any of my energy to do anything else except file. I've been held hostage long enough today, and in the past, and I don't associate with terrorists, and that's what this is. And I can feel myself getting angry, so that's all I'm going to say. I am. I'm a member of the board of directors. I've been on the board of directors since the book was printed. And I treat this very seriously. I want to file and sue, and I don't mean to sue him. I mean to sue all the other two parties. I need to do it now. And I don't care how much it costs. I'll sue you. I thought we were about protecting the rights of those people. And that's what the issue is to me. Protecting our rights to the copyrighted. And I personally think that we ought to go, into a smaller group. If we get satisfaction with the reason that our interests are protected and that it gets what we want, I'm fine with not just doing it. I don't think that the list of 39 is a book for that. I think the trade-off of signing those documents should be ruled out to do. Good, that's exactly what I'm doing. And if Dave is willing to satisfy the reason, I'm willing to say that we won't pursue it. Urgently. And I don't even know a small group. We've got legal counsel representing us. But we do have counsel representing us. So. That's all I have. Stop the
do we have the resources to type up a stipulated judgment in a letter here tonight to get signed?
We have the attorney
who dictated to someone who could type.
No, that's not in the law. My own feelings are that the stipulated judgment, regardless of what he says about it, is in essence kind of letting him off the hook. And I really don't believe that spiritually that we can do that unless we want to be co-tenant with him and act in a manner with which he wants us to. The second thing is that if we don't go to court, I think we will lose a lot of information that we might possibly gain on other parties who have been part of the behavior that we are trying to stop. And the third thing is that by going to court and focusing on one person may be another method by which we can stop other people from doing it, especially if we're successful. And I really believe that if the choice of this group is a stipulated judgment, that we should also get another thing from them, and that would call any intellectual, spiritual, mental, physical information that he has about what is going on, who, names, dates, places. Without that stuff, it's like we're just letting him go and see you later. And guess what? 2 months from now, he can stop, start producing jewelry and start to move close to solo business. So I say for a future, just nail him to the wall.
And part of the problem is, two things. Number one, I don't think the attorney is hearing what I'm saying. And number two, the most we could get in court would probably be a stipulated judgment. If we file suit and go before the court and said, I agree, I've done it, I will not do it again, you're just going to get a permanent judgment. What she proposed was to stipulate to the entry of a permanent injunction. I am not against doing it that way. I am against doing it conditionally. I think it has to be unconditional admission of liability with a stipulated judgment, not tied to anything. My consensus is that these are the kind of papers that were passed out at the conference. These are the kind of papers that have been distributed to areas and regions all over the East Coast. David has had his media, and he's been transporting this all over to meetings, to service committees, and even at the conference. Mitchell had his own, but was given to him by the same source. I don't think we should be party to the distribution and dissemination of this kind of bullshit. If they are going to do it, if it's him alone or somebody else, let them do it their own way. I think we need to separate totally any demand from the question of whether or not it's been wrong. And Jack, you've been saying it. That's the point. Exactly right. We have to separate the totality of what occurred, the legal issue, from all the rest of the issues. And we can do it by not going to court, but you still have to go to court. You have to recognize that in any event you've got to file a law, there's only one difference. Either you have the stipulation in hand before you file, and it's literally filed in conjunction with the lawsuit, or you file a lawsuit, and he makes the decision whether to come in and contest the validity of the lawsuit and contest the court can bring it in. An immediate injunction with or without his consent. You don't need Dave's consent to file a lawsuit to get an injunction. You can't get a permanent injunction without getting him a hearing. Now, the only difference you've got is either one hearing before the court or two hearings before the court. So I don't see that there's a significant difference. However, in the interest of disposing it and getting rid of it, I would agree if it's unconditional that he agrees today to this kind of a procedure, I would go along with it. If it's not unconditional with no strings attached to it, I would propose not agreeing to it.
But when did his attorney speak?
His attorney speak either way.
He's talking about a whole lot of time and a whole lot more attorney speak than
settling
today.
Excuse me, ma'am. I'm an attorney for 40 years. Don't tell me what attorney speak. The difference is negligible. You got two hearings or one hearing. That's the totality. You got to address the same exact complaint. You got to have two hearings, one for an immediate injunction and one for permanent injunction. One's called a temporary and one's called permanent. So it's a question of two hearings or one hearing, and that's it. And if I have to do it for nothing for the fellowship, I'll be happy to do it. I can file these kind of lawsuits in my sleep. That will be talking to you.
You're going to get the whole thing taken care of tonight.
Within 2 hours. And then I could become the martyr.
I'm sorry, I just have one thing. I thought I was on this.
You were scratched the whole.
Well, that was smart. I'm not going to repeat because Ruben said a lot of what I wanted to and other people did. The only thing I want to say is that I do believe that this should be conditional. It should be our condition. And I think that's being voiced, and I just sort of support that and follow.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any then the following people will make up the small group that I hope can move immediately into another one to begin this process. Jack, Sue, Jim, McQuanna, Ruben, and Stretch. But we want you to sleep. How about our council also? All right. Okay. That's a given. Okay. Good.